This is Ted Kennedy, statehood for the District of Columbia. Will Senator Al Simpson do the right thing or the far right thing? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, stop treating the 600,000 residents of the District of Columbia as second-class citizens. They deserve statehood and the right to elect senators and representatives, like all other Americans. Taxation without representation is as wrong in 1990 as it was in 1776. You right-wingers honor democracy everywhere else. Why not in the capital of our own country? You want self-determination for foreign citizens who live thousands of miles away in Eastern Europe. Why not for U.S. citizens who live a few miles from Congress? You oppose dictators from Nicaragua to Lithuania to Beijing, but you bask in your own role as dictator of the district. D.C. has a larger population than Wyoming and two other states. It provides more tax revenues to the federal treasury than eight states. By any fair test, Al, D.C. should be a state, too.
Ted, when Wyoming people want to check up on their government, they have to hop on a plane and fly 2,000 miles. All any resident of the district has to do to make face-to-face contact with democracy is hop in a cab or take the metro. And if you think residents of the district don't participate in our democratic process, tell me why there are 45,000 lobbyists in this company town. Ted, just by living there in the district, residents have a greater influence in our country than most Americans. So don't give me any more guff about second-class citizens. They're very fortunate. Ted, the only current limitation is not voting for a congressman and senator, easily fixed by letting district residents run and vote in the Maryland elections. So don't nobly hide behind your own small gerrymander agenda of getting two more liberal Democrats in the U.S. Senate. Ted, the district should not be turned into a state, but I sure think it should be turned over to one, the state of Maryland. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the transfer of sensitive high technology to the Soviets. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.